USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. The downside, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The monastery on Sinia Island sheds new light on the history of early Christianity in the Persian Gulf. Iran on Friday marked the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, as its own country is facing nationwide protests after the death of a 22-year-old woman arrested by the country's morality police. It's suspected she was murdered for not properly covering her hair in public. Tensions mount on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 jet fighters, on Friday after tracking about 180 flights by North Korean warplanes inside North Korea. North Korea's rush of warplanes came after a test fired about 30 ballistic missiles over the previous 2 days. NASA officials on Thursday said the highly anticipated Artemis 1 moon mission will be challenging, but they stated they are confident in the upcoming launch attempt on November 14th. The SLS stack has been on the pad 3 previous occasions, but fueling test failures and Hurricane Ian have sent it back to the dressing room. Artemis 1 is the beginning of colonizing the moon by the end of the decade. The Astros lead the Phillies 3-2 in the World Series. Game 6 is late Saturday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Republican Representative candidate Pat Harrigan from North Carolina is accusing his opponent of political ads, of lying, and publicly displaying his home that has led to a shooting into his home, and also shots fired into his parents' home, landing a few feet from his children. Mr. Harrigan on Fox News Friday says desperation is leading Democrats to do anything to win the election.
It doesn't matter what he has to manufacture. He is willing to trade my security and my family's security to score political points, and it's reprehensible.
The conflict between Iran and her people continues with bloodshed and government crackdowns. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
As anti-government protests continue in Iran, the Iranian government has used security forces to stop the protests and killed over 270 people so far, while arresting more than 14,000. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his thoughts on the current anti-government protests in Iran and how the United States should respond on Fox Business.
Ought to be speaking loudly in support of those people on the street who literally have put their lives in their hands. This is an opportunity to make a difference diplomatically and rhetorically by the United States. Of course, we're not going to be threatened by Iran.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, don't forget, daylight savings time does end this weekend if you're in one of the states that participates. USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.